Welcome back, everybody, to the Undisputed Truth, Love. Today's episode is going to be a little different, a little more grounded, a little more slow, a little more meditative. And so, please, I ask you to listen to this. Only when you really have time to yourself to really sit back and relax and soak in this information. Today's episode is going to be tangible techniques to get free. I've spoke about love and fear and freeing yourself from fear, but I'd like to share ways that I physically, tangibly face my fears. And so let's get into that. You may notice I'm speaking a little bit slower because I've been meditating almost all day, and I'm in a very grounded, calm state of mind, and I'm going to let Source come through to guide me through this message to help you get free. And what I'm hearing is you are already free, because you are Source. You are the observer. It's the attachment to the thoughts and the emotions and the memories that create the suffering, that create the illusion of being stuck or enslaved or anything but free. But the true you, the observer, is already free. So it's a matter of bringing your free self, your presence, to everything you've been holding on to all of that internal baggage you've been clutching to out of fear. Because it's all you know. Source wants me to let you know that it doesn't have to be that way anymore. A new direction is here, and it's clear. What you need to hear is that you're already free. That's all that's coming through. And so what I do, I've spent years practicing meditation, so I recommend that, but I'm going to guide you through meditation right now. Okay, sorry, I didn't know I was going to do that. I'm going to guide you through a meditation, so please find somewhere quiet where you can relax. I'm going to wait for these dogs to stop moving around before we get into it, and it'll give you time to get settled and take some breaths. Just relaxing and trusting in this now moment. Trusting that you are exactly where you're meant to be, and you are safe in this now moment to feel and face anything that arises. You are not your thoughts. You are not your emotions. You are not your feelings. You are not your anxiety. You are not your fear. You are not your memories. are free. You are infinite. Now, everything else that arises only wants your attention to be freed back into the infinite. Everything you've been holding on to has been disconnected from home, which is you. So just bring you to it. Feel it. Sit with it. And if you feel you're getting lost or overwhelmed, find your breath. That's what's real. That's what's you. That's what you hold on to. Everything else you could let go. It no longer serves you. You don't need to hold on to it to keep you safe anymore. You're safe now, just breathing and just feeling and observing everything that comes and goes without attachment. What would it feel like if you moved through life like this, without holding on to anything, knowing that it's not yours to hold on to, because you are free? You don't need to clutch on to anything. You could just trust in this now moment, in the freedom of this now moment. And every time you feel you get lost or disconnected or confused, just find your breath and observe. Accept. Trust. Trust that you're being guided by something higher than you. You have to trust to be guided. You have to trust in all that is to let go of what is known. You have to trust in your God self to let go of the illusion of control in your human self and surrender to this trust of all that is that's guiding you to joy, to fulfillment, your natural state, when you just let go. And let yourself feel everything you've been holding on to, all those stories you've been telling yourself, all those emotions you've been scared to face. Just let yourself feel. You are safe to feel completely, totally. Just be here. Take a few more deep breaths. With each inhale, Embrace what you didn't think you needed. And with each exhale, surrender to the now you. You are so beautiful. You have the power to be everything you want to be because you are everything. So let go of anything else that tells you otherwise. Let go of those old stories as you step into living as the new you, the true you. That is free and comes back to you, your breath, when you need the reminder, when you need to remember who you truly are. Take a few more breaths. And open your eyes, if your eyes were closed. Thank you for being here with me now. Really savor how you feel right now. And know that this level of self-acceptance is here at any moment. It's always here in this present moment. You are free in this present moment. The more you face the shadow aspects of yourself that have been tying you down and holding you back and suffocating you, the more you remember that you are free and you are not that baggage. But you get to free that baggage. Okay, I'm coming back to real Lil. Not real Lil, to human Lil. Like I said, I've been in a very grounded meditative state. I've been facing a lot of shadows myself as I continue to evolve. Evolution is just the process of contraction and expansions, the yin yang. Every time we take a dip into the darkness, every time we face the shadows, we come out more expanded, more brighter. That's why we don't need to fear that baggage, because it's just another expression of consciousness. And when we bring our presence to it, it no longer holds power over it, over us. We could just move through life as love. And I feel fears coming up in myself of being misunderstood. But I just sit with it. I don't try to figure it out. I just sit with it. Because I trust in all that's above me. And I trust in what comes out of me. Because if you're always trying to say the right thing, that makes life a test. And that makes you anxious. And that makes you second guess. And that makes you undermined. And that puts you in the state of mind of being hypervigilant and overly mindful. Because you're not just trusting the flow, trusting God to flow through you. So that's something I need a reminder of as I step into a leadership role of guiding others, that I can't think about what I'm saying. I just have to let the divine flow through me. Trusting in every word that comes out of me is exactly what is meant to be in this now moment. But just know, I am a human like you. And we all face obstacles. We all face struggles. We're all in this together. We're all one. And I hope to help bring a sense of unity to earth and love and kindness, because we all are truly one, all is one. And then I feel called to just leave it right here. This might be a shorter episode. I'm not really sure how long I've talked, but I love you. Sending you much peace and love. Like, so much. Peace out. Alright, y'all. I just listened back to what I recorded, and I was able to hear what I said and everything, because I was in a trance-like state of just surrender. But after listening back, I'd like to add a couple more things, because I want this episode to be about the techniques I personally use to face my fears and to evolve. And so that meditation I just led you through is what I do often, but just on my own, you know, just being in a state of surrender and observing and feeling and letting go of anything that arises. And I've been able to heal through so much from that simple technique of just purely surrendering. You know, it's natural. You don't need to try. Trying should be prohibited. If you do, like, run this episode back and listen, or if you continue to want to try that method of surrender, just know that trying is prohibited, because you are already free. Your true self is that observer. And so just surrendering to that and observing and letting go of any emotion. A lot of really intense emotion might come up, that it does for me, or fears or anxiety. But even that, even the most extreme emotion, you want to train your subconscious to be able to feel everything in the present moment, so it doesn't get stuck in your subconscious anyways. Because that's what you're doing, is you're facing subconscious blocks. I hope that is helpful. That's how I do my shadow work, basically. And something else I feel called to say is, when I catch myself getting caught up in my mind at times, or in any, like, negative type of spiral or anxiety or any of that, I think of my mind as silly. That's how I've come to kind of handle my mind. I just think of it as silly, because it is silly. Like, it really doesn't know, and your mind will tell you so many literally false stories of this and that. Your mind is highly deceptive, and it's just silly, because it's just trying to protect you. It's your protector, But it's like you don't really need that protector, and that protector is really hypervigilant, and it's like, all right, mine, like, thank you, I see what you're trying to do for me, but like, I'm good now, I'm safe. And so just not taking your mind so serious and not identifying with your mind, because it's not your true self. Your true self is the infinite, whatever you want to call it. I get a little bit frustrated because there's so many names, but it's something for you to directly experience. And the name, what I call it, doesn't really matter. It's your experience of yourself that matters. With all of this, everything I talk, it's like I could talk and talk and talk. You could listen to all these messages, but your direct experience is all that really matters for you to directly experience what I'm talking about. You know, living it is the proof. So, sorry, I just took a drink of tea. I forget how you could hear everything I do when I'm recording this, sorry. I just see my mind as silly, and it allows me to not take life so serious too. And something I learned from someone, I think it's from Alan Watts, but someone else taught me, is like, you don't have to take life serious, but that doesn't mean that you're just like a shallow person. You could be sincere. Like, I'm sincere, but I don't take life serious because I don't think it is serious. I think the more you remember who you are, the more you realize how comical everything is, because it's an infinite dance of dark and light, and it will forever be that. And so the more you're able to kind of laugh at yourself and laugh at your own part you play in your suffering, because we are the creators of our suffering. And that's something that I've been widely awakened to just recently, because I was suffering a lot, and just taking responsibility for my life and realizing, like, no one is going to come save me, and it's up to me to get my mind right and my body right and all of that. And it's up to me to confront myself and the part I'm playing in my own suffering, but not taking it so serious. Like, just having compassion, I guess, is what is needed to not take it so serious. Having compassion for the parts of yourself that are still insecure, and for the parts of yourself that aren't where you'd like them to be, and for everything, having compassion for your shadows ultimately, and for your mistakes, and for all of it. Just having compassion, because we're here to learn. That would kind of suck and kind of be boring if we were just born knowing exactly what to do. It would dissolve all challenges. And like I spoke about in my first episode, it's like, then we just plateau. It's like, we need the adversity and challenge to help us learn and help us learn lessons. You know, there's got to be some type of challenge to create the solution, to create the expansion, you know, back to the contraction and expansion. You know, again, it's just the infinite dance of light and dark, and acceptance and neutrality is the way through, is the way to peace. And that's all we truly want, is inner peace. So just accepting all parts of yourself, observing and letting go, and knowing that it's not you to hold on to. You don't need to hold on to it anymore, because the ego really likes to hold on to stuff and create all these negative stories and all of that. But again, just not only seeing the mind is silly, but the ego is silly, which the ego is the mind and the body. It's what we've been, I don't want to say tricked, but it's what we thought we were. But it's not our true self. Our true self is infinite consciousness, awareness, and we don't have to hold attachment to our bodies and minds. We take care of them and treat them as you would treat someone else, you know. And I know it's easier said than done. I'm personally still getting better at it, because I've always liked to put others before myself. So loving myself first has been a journey for me, and having the same compassion I have for others, for myself, has been really crucial for me, because
it is important for us to have integrity. It's like, how often do we go out of our way for others, but we lack that same type of commitment and love and care for ourselves? It's like, it doesn't matter how much you love the external. If you're not loving yourself in the internal, then you're never gonna be happy. No matter what you do, no matter what you're able to bring into your external, if you're not happy with your internal, then you're never gonna be happy, because that's where happiness comes from. And so learning to love yourself, like I mentioned before, learning to love yourself is the first step in any right direction. And I'm just going to leave it there. But wait, one more thing. Learning to love yourself means all aspects of yourself. The deepest, darkest, hardest parts of yourself. Learning to love and forgive. And as you learn how to love and forgive and accept yourself, it'll be mirrored into your reality, and you'll find it easier to love and accept and to forgive others. And naturally, your life will become more peaceful and better. And so I'm going to leave it there, and oh, it's 5:55 on the clock. Okay.